This is Isaac.
Oh, hey, Isaac. It's Tina. I think I just missed your call.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
And I missed yours this morning. I'm the operations manager for a pool service company. So phones ring up most days. So,
wow. Okay. Yeah, we're playing a little bit of phone tag this morning. No problem. I'm happy we connected.
For sure.
Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
Same to you. I hope it's a good one for you.
Yeah, so far so good. I got flowers for my husband this morning, so I'm happy about that. He didn't forget.
That's sweet. No, that's awesome. That's a good wife.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was calling. I had requested to cancel a subscription right now. It's, long and short of it, Tina, it's just y'all's products look amazing. I'm super excited to use it when I'm ready. I could get fired in a heartbeat if they find out that I'm doing this. So I just can't. I can't do it right now. So for the company I'm working
for. Oh, I see.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's just one. I'm the sole provider for our home. I just can't risk it right now. And I don't have a client base yet. I know that what you guys are going to do is kind of help me with that. But I can't go from if I were to get, fired immediately or something like that. I mean, it's just one of those things where I can't just start at zero. I've got to have some residuals before I really employ you guys. And I should have really thought through that. I am just getting off the flu and I'm honestly a little bit spacey right now.
No. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. My granddaughter just tested positive for influenza A and B about a week and a half ago. And she, like you say, she's just, getting over it now. But boy, it was not fun watching her go through that. It was really bad. So,
it's just kind of weird. I'm just kind of, a little bit spacey in my thinking.
Yep.
And, I was going down that path, down that rabbit hole, a few days.
Yeah.
And you guys sound incredible. And, I understand it's, everyone I spoke with, very professional, very helpful. You guys were very responsive. That's huge to me. And I do plan on using your services. I can't risk it for my family at this moment in time. So.
Okay. So let me give you some options only because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature and in the voice verification recording, the $398 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and that's because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. Of course, we don't publish anything yet until we get your approval because of, it takes. Also, in the terms, it says 45 to 60 days in order to get a business on the first page. So it's not like we flip a switch and you're up there overnight. So your job that you have now definitely isn't at risk as of yet,
Right.
But But there's a couple of things that I could suggest for you if you like. The first thing that would launch, would be, if you did continue, would be the Facebook ads. We say that those would launch within about 2 weeks. So we could table that component of the program for now. And then since the Google programming takes about 45 to 60 days, what I could do is maybe, if you're open to it, push that next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free for you so that you would have all the way, March 12th is now, so you would have till March 26th. So keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month subscription, right? So, come March 26th, if you realize hey, it's still too soon, I don't want to, have anything published, you could, call in and cancel at that point, but probably you'll be in a position where you're wanting to start, because you already have your domain, right? And eventually you want to start, getting your business off the ground, I would assume. And once your business gets off the ground, I would think that your objective somewhere along the line would be to start growing your business so that eventually, you part ways with your company and you make your business, the number one priority, right?
Yes. No, it's definitely true. I realize there's the non-refundable component. I just don't know if it's going to be, it could be 6 months. It could be a year. I just really, really don't know for sure. Even 3 months or eight.
Well, you know what you could do, if March 26th comes around and you're still time-wise not ready, we offer seasonal holds. So you could call in and say, look, Tina, I want to put the account on a seasonal hold because I'm still not ready. Then what we do is we just stop everything until you say, you might say, I'm not ready until, you know, the beginning of fall or what have you, and we set a date. You might say October 1st, I'm ready. Okay, well, then we set it for October 1st. You know, so that might be something you want to consider, because that way you get more bang for your buck out of the money that you've already spent, rather than just kind of throwing it down the toilet, you know, canceling it now and you get no value for it. That way, at least the $398 that you spent, come October 1st, you get some value for it because they can start the programming and, you know, you get the value for, you know, that, you know, eventually down the road, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Is that, would that still, employ the monthly charges,
Yes, so after, at that point, you would then reinstate the $299 monthly. So after that, it would be, you know, whatever date it would be, it would start again. So you would be $299. So if it reinstated on October 1st, you would then start again at the $299 monthly. So one thing that you would have an option is if you ever took off the Facebook ads, that is $100 worth of your subscription. So you could always take that off, and then that lowers your subscription to $199 monthly. So we always recommend it in the beginning for the first couple of months because it jump starts your programming and gets you results a little bit quicker. But for someone like you, if you have a full-time job already and you're not necessarily concerned about jump starting results, you know, you might not even need the Facebook ads in the beginning. You know what I mean?
Right, right. No, I mean, it makes sense. You know, I do hate to throw the funds away, but, for now, I've got to pull the plug. I appreciate it so much. I've just got to pull the plug. So.
I see. Was it more the monthly subscription that you were worried about? Because you did ask, you know, oh, if it comes off of seasonal, do I then go back on the month to month or?
No, not so much. I mean, I think it's a great value. What you guys haven't priced at now, I haven't, you know, been the benefactor yet of what you've done, but it's the same way I search for service. So I'm going to.
If you set it at a certain date somewhere down the road that you would forget, like maybe that date would be premature and then you would forget about it and then all of a sudden, unbeknownst, you start getting charged type thing?
It's a potential. I do intend on using you guys. It's just I want to, as an ops manager, I have just about a gazillion things on my mind all the time and two phones with me at all times, and I just don't really want another thing to keep track of right now. So, but
I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because the one thing that, because I've had things like that through like Amazon and stuff or subscriptions that I forgot about, and all of a sudden I get charged for them, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot to cancel it. You know what I mean? That's your only concern, what I could do is, you know, set out the next billing for you and send you a little reminder email like a week ahead of time, like, hey, Isaac, Local Splash will bill on this date. That way, if it doesn't work out for you, you get that reminder to call us and push the billing out again, because, you know, that way, like I say, at least you get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I'm going to appreciate the opportunity to do it that way. I'm just going to hold off for now.
Okay.
And I thank you for the efforts. I understand what you're saying, but I'm just going to hold off for now. So.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm definitely sorry that it didn't work out for you. And you know what? Since you're only one day in, I'm not supposed to do it, but I'm going to see if they will, you know, give me an override and at least allow me to give you a cancellation and a full refund. Like I said, I'm not supposed to, but if I do get an override to do that, you'll get an email that your refund's being processed. And then once you get that email, it'll, you know, depending on your bank, go back into your account within like 48 or, you know, 24 hours, depending on how your bank works. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I will recommend y'all to anybody I come across. You've been wonderful.
Of course.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't mind helping out. Like I said, I want you to, you know, at least get some value for your money. And if you're not able to do that, I'll do my best to, you know, get it back for you. So, you know, I'll try to get that override for you. And then in the meantime, have a happy Valentine's Day and have a nice rest of your weekend. You didn't, just as a side note, get any calls from any other companies, did you?
No. Well, there was one other company that called me. The gentleman who recommended you guys, he recommended a couple others, but there was no other, no other marketing companies. They were more like Thumbtack or, Jobber, that kind of stuff.
Was it like a lead service like Thumbtack or Angie's or something like that?
There you go. Yeah, there was a couple of those, and I just declined their calls. I didn't talk to them at all. Well, there was one gentleman I was with for a little bit, but I just said, no, I'm not interested. My thought was, if I'm going with anyone, it's you. I liked your service and approach and products overall the best. I think it seemed to me to be the most advantageous to what I do. And that's right.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that's what we like to hear. So I will definitely, keep your name in our hopper and, maybe down the road when timing is better, you can reach out to me and, we'll see what we can put together for you at that time. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome to reach out. That's not a problem. I am serious. I do want to do this at some point. I'm just too much risk right now. So thank you so much.
I understand. No problem. Okay. Well, have a nice weekend.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Isaac.